Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Tropfen den Regen auf mein Kopf. Pink wie ein Deckelbus ist die kleine Farbe im Topf. Geht mir kein Sach mit. Die Tropfen.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I am your host, Judy Gold. And today is a rant and I have a lot to say. I actually was writing stuff down and then it just keeps coming. It keeps coming. I read the newspaper, I look at my phone, and it just keeps coming. So I'm going to try, you know, with my ADD, I go off on tangents. I'm going to try not to go off on tangents. Also, my office, which I'm in, is a mess because I'm redoing it. So I'm sure Brittany's not going to use this as the clip, but I am looking at myself in my office and I am a slob. But I'm not really a slob. It's going to be unslobbed this week. Anyway, welcome to Kill Me Now. And happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah and Hanukkah and Hanukkah, Hanukkah, yeah. I have been... You know what's great is I've been lighting the candles. Well, I always lit the candles. And my kids are lighting the candles. They think it's very important. I feel like the one good thing, the only good thing that is happening from this horrible situation in the Middle East is that my kids are well aware that they're Jews and that their anti-Semitism exists in a big fucking way. So that is the one and only good thing that has happened for me. I'm going to start with all the positive and then we can just fucking go off on a rant. We went to Ben's game on Saturday against Western New England. Ben had 25 points and I was really proud. it's just so exciting. I can't tell you how exciting it is. When he's having a bad game and he's missing his shots, not as exciting, you know? But I'm excited for the team. I love that they win. But I've realized that sometimes I'm watching the game and I'm just looking at Ben. And that is not a good way to watch the game because I'm just watching him go, oh, and then he's going to move over here and then he's going to set up a pick and blah, 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 blah. So now I watch the entire what's going on and not just focusing on Ben. And I enjoy the game more because I'm not so like sucked into him. So even though I love him, but I want to watch the full game. So that was great. I wanted to talk about, well, I'm going to talk about this case, this abortion case in Texas. Okay. If you have not heard, okay. And this pisses me off more than anything in the entire world. Plus, I just wanted to say, I bought myself new Uggs. See how I go off? Not Uggs. I got myself new Crocs. Because they're really comfortable on your feet after your knee surgery. By the way, I'm doing really well, although the pain is really getting on my fucking nerves. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night. I guess when my body's, like, about to turn over or do something that it usually does, it starts hurting, and it wakes me up. And so I don't get good sleep, but I am doing PT, and it fucking kills. And I'm just waiting to be on the other side of this, but I'm way better than I was the last time. So that's great. But I'm really kind of sick of being immobile and like not being able to like, here's the problem is when I'm, you know, with the ADD, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go watch an episode of something. We're watching The Crown now. And I get everything I need, all my remotes, my pillow, my whatever I need to be relaxed. And I'm like, okay, I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this. This is the fucking ADD. And then I sit in my position on the sofa with my pillow. I get really comfortable. And then I'm like, fuck! I forgot my water, or I forgot my tea, or I forgot my, you know, whatever. And it's fucking annoying. So that is because you're like, oh my God, it's going to take so much effort to get up and it's going to hurt. And it's just fucking annoying. It's like you have to think about it all the time. Whatever you're doing, you have to think about, okay, how do I avoid the pain? I also went to PT and she said I could go on the Peloton, put it on the highest seat height and try to go, you know, a full rotation. She said to start with just going back, up, and then back, and then up, and then back. So I was doing up and back. I'm like, oh, that feels fine. And then I did a full rotation. I was so excited because it took me so long the last time I had the surgery to do a full rotation. And then, so I did that, and I felt like, oh, yeah, I'm really cool. And you know, I'm way ahead of the game. And then I go to get off the Peloton. Okay, I don't even know. You probably heard me screaming. I took my bad foot out. I was trying to get it over the middle of the bike. My foot got caught in between where the seat clip goes up. And my right leg that was still in the little holder thing, the holder thing fell out. So my right leg fell down while my left leg was caught in between. I can't even, and I just started screaming and I finally got it out. I thought I was going to be there for hours like that. So everything sucks is what I'm trying to say with this knee replacement, but I know it's going to be better. Okay. Anyway, so let's first talk about the Texas abortion situation. Okay. So there's this woman in Texas, in case you haven't heard, I'm sure you've heard because you listen to this podcast. So you probably are up on what the fuck is going on. And this woman is pregnant. She's 20 weeks pregnant. Okay. And the fetus, when it becomes a baby, will not survive. And the fetus is not really viable. And this puts the woman, Paxton, her name is Paxton, Kate Paxton, it puts her in this really horrible position because you know, her, this pregnancy is life threatening to her. And it puts her at a risk of death or major bodily harm or not being able to have children in the future. Okay? And Texas, whose Supreme Court is all fucking pretty much white and all men except for two. Like, you got to just look at the picture of the Texas Supreme Court. You just want to punch the fucking, you want to play fucking darts on their fucking faces and say, go fucking kill a deer and leave me the fuck alone. Okay? And so she sued for an abortion, and the lower court said yes. And then the Supreme Court the Texas Supreme Court has temporarily blocked this pregnant woman from obtaining an emergency abortion. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you to tell this woman what she can do with her body and make decisions? You know, I saw this sign on Instagram or wherever, one of the fucking shit fucking vortex go down the whole website crap that I spend way too much time on. That said, all right, I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember exactly what it said, but just act like, you know. But it said, the most important decision in a woman's life is not yours. And that is so true. Leave. You don't want to have an abortion. You don't believe in abortion. Don't have a fucking abortion. Don't tell other people when you want less government, you want less government. Right? You don't want government in people's lives and telling people how to live and blah, blah, blah. And you want your guns so you could all shoot each other when you're pissed off or didn't take your fucking, you know, mental health pills or just fucking got mad at your mother because she took your fucking Xbox away. Whatever your fucking problem is, or your sister, you're jealous of her, so you're going to kill the whole fucking family or whatever else you're going to do. You got to go into the school and kill the teacher who, whatever. That's fine for you people, right? You know, oh, you got fired or you didn't get promoted at your job, so you're going to go in there and shoot everyone. That's fine. That is your right to go do that, to get your fucking gun and go shoot people. But a woman in her own body, it's her body. It's her fucking body. It's her own body. And you're telling her what she can do with her own. It's ridiculous. This forced birth movement is beyond. And you know what? Keep fighting for that, Republicans and right wingers. I don't hate all Republicans anymore because a lot of them are sticking up for the Jews, but I still hate their policies. But come on. Keep running on this shit because people don't want it. And you know what? People also want gun control. So keep running on, oh, you're going to keep your guns. You're going to keep your guns. You're going to have your guns and your guns. Okay? So go keep it up. Keep it up. Live in the 1940s, 50s, whatever the fuck. Have fun. But this really pissed me off. And then looking at the makeup of the Supreme Court and all these men staring back at you, fuck you. And the fact that people are in the streets protesting, and you know, I don't like using the word pro-Palestinian because it doesn't say what, it's not what it means. You know, Jews are pro-Palestinian. We're not against Palestinian people. We're against Hamas. We're against terrorists. Okay? So stop using that. I don't like that. It acts like you're anti-Palestinian. I have Palestinian friends. I don't want anything to happen to them. I don't want babies dying and women dying. The majority of the population in Gaza is women and children. And Hamas puts them in danger. And Israel's trying to defend itself. And believe me, you know, Israel's army is ethical. They're not, you know, you can all fucking scream at me and write to me and I'm a Zionist pig and blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. Okay? Go fuck yourselves. Do your due diligence and stop posting bullshit.
Hey
everybody. If you know me, you know I love my liquid IV, and I love giving it to people and telling people about it. And it's part of my everyday life. I keep hydrated with liquid IV. I put it in my water bottle. Well, I have this one water bottle that I use only for liquid IV. And I put lots of ice in it and cold water because I like it very cold. And it keeps me hydrated and it's delicious. So thank you, liquid IV. And I have to tell you, I've now given it to my son's girlfriend because, you know, they go out partying. You know what I'm talking about. And it has helped her immensely with her dehydration, that it's great for those nights where you know you're going to be having a few drinks. It's delicious. It comes in pear, white peach, grape, lemon lime. Also, there's a lemon ginger one that is great that has a little caffeine. I just love liquid IV. And you need to keep hydrated. It's very important. It affects you on so many levels. So do yourself a favor. Keep hydrated in the best way possible. Some people hydrate to live. Some people live to hydrate. I think I live to hydrate. Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. It has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. And this is true. They have a sugar-free stick. They have Liquid IV sugar-free that Elisa, my lover, loves. I don't use the sugar-free. Whatever. But it's also been great for my traveling because I get very dehydrated on my airplane flights. So please, you've heard me say this multiple times. Go get your liquid IV. You have to keep hydrated. It's very important. So however you hydrate, grab your liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at liquidiv.com. You're welcome. Okay. Anyway, the point is that I was trying to make before I went off on the Israel thing and saying that Israel's army is ethical. They warn the people, listen, we're sorry, but we're going to have to bomb this because there's terrorists in the basement of your school and your building and your church and your hospital and your, well, they don't have churches, but whatever, mosque, whatever. They're storing weapons there that are trying to kill us and also harm you. So they put it there on purpose so that they can say, oh, look what Israel did. They bombed this school. They bombed this school and look at all the kids and you planted the weapons there. The Israelis warned them, listen, sorry, we're really sorry, but we're going to have to get rid of this because otherwise you're going to be under the ruling of Hamas and not good. Because you know what? A lot of them are surrendering now. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But anyway, so people are protesting. They're in the streets from the river to the sea. You know, pro Hamas. Why don't we say it? You know, it's not pro Palestinian. They are pro Hamas. They think Hamas is resistance. I'm doing finger quotes, that they're resistance fighters when they're not resisting anything. They're provoking, and their only goal is to get rid of Israel and kill the Jews. So I can't say that enough, and I'll keep saying it. But the fact that people are out, that they're protesting Jewish businesses like it's 1930 fucking nine, you know, and they're blaming innocent Jews, people who are just sitting and, you know, living their lives as Jews and torturing them, beating them up, assuming that they're what their alliances are, that we, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's pure and utter anti-Semitism. Okay? And these people are out in droves protesting, you know, shooting at synagogues, shooting at prominent Jews' homes, whatever, okay? You know, you go to the Israel protests, nothing is burning. They're not burning flags. They're just walking. You know, we like to walk, the Jews. Okay. And so all of this protesting is going on. And yet this woman in our country, cannot get an abortion, putting her life in danger. She already has kids. And where's the protesting, people? Where's the protesting? Just want to know where you are on that. Guess that's not important. We're going to protest for a ceasefire when we know nothing about that region. But in 2 months, we have become fucking experts. It fucking annoys the shit out of me. Okay, so that really pissed me off. I was so happy when the lower court voted in her favor. And now the Supreme Court is granting blocking a pregnant woman from obtaining an emergency abortion. That's what's going on in our country, people. But let's go out in the streets and protest about something we know very little about. Okay. So that was my number one rant. Thank you very much. Thank you, Judy. Okay. I also want to discuss, I don't know if you watched SNL. First of all, those fucking, so they did, the opening was about, you know, UPenn and Harvard and MIT. They're all, you know, they went before Congress and talked about the anti-Semitism on campus. And let's just acknowledge that all three presidents were women. So that's a plus. Although they couldn't condemn anti-Semitism. Okay? They couldn't condemn it. Is calling for the genocide of the Jews allowed on campus? Is it anti-Semitism? And it depends on the context. Like, shut the fuck up. The progressive left, look, I'm a free speech advocate. I'm for, you can say whatever you want. But if you're in an institution and people are creating scenarios that make children feel unsafe and threatened, you gotta fucking deal with it. And there's a lot of anti-Semitism going on. And if you're walking on campus and someone's like, you should be dead, kill all the Jews, fuck you, whatever you're saying, because Pandora's box is open and you can now be truly who you are, which is an anti-Semite, got to do something about it. Got to do something about it. Okay? It's a college. And it was painful to watch. So SNL did a parody of it. And, you know, here's the issue with, I think, a lot of my Jewish friends right now, is that the Republican Party, a lot of people in the Republican Party are really sticking up for the Jews. And I'm saying this, not Israel, which they are sticking up for Israel. Even Bernie Sanders said there can be no ceasefire because they started, there was a ceasefire on October 6th. They have broken every ceasefire. Okay, so there is no ceasefire until those hostages are released and we have destroyed Hamas. Okay, they're terrorists. You think they're not here in the United States? You think they're not coming for you? Have fun. Okay, when they come for you and you're like, but I was marching down Fifth Avenue and I was marching over by Lincoln Center. Okay, have fun. Anyway, fuck, now I lost, this is my ADD. D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D. Anyway, so SNL, this is a conundrum we're having. Someone played Elise Stefanik, and Elise Stefanik during this hearing was very amazing in her, even though I cannot stand her policies, I think she is not a great person. But
as a Jew and as Elisa says, we got to stick with the people who are who believe we should be safe and who are virulently, I can never say that word right, virulently against anti-Semitism. And Elise Stefanik really pushed them into say, you know, and it went viral and she was right. Okay. Just like it's so hard to watch, you know, Liz Cheney, who I don't agree on a fucking thing she, any of her policies, but she's right. She's right about the Constitution. She's right about Donald Trump. And Elise Stefanik was right about this. And she went crazy on these women. And good for her, okay? So I feel like these people are, like, condemning SNL because they were making fun of Elise Stefanik and, you know, anti-Semitism is, it's scary. I'll tell you, and I'm sure, you know, my Black friends, my African-American friends, they feel unsafe all the time in this country, you know? And so I get it. I get it. I get how speech and it can be hurtful and it's hard, you know, and we feel unsafe, the Jews. And I think Muslims feel unsafe. I mean, there's a lot of people who feel unsafe, but right now as a Jew, it's like, listen, we've been kicked out of every country. Where are we going to go? We talk about where we're going to go all the time. All the fucking time. Anyway, so I think as Jews are calling for SNL to apologize, I don't believe in apologizing for a joke. I think the problem here with this SNL skit was it wasn't funny. I get that they were trying to say Elise Stefanik is like getting good press after, you know, being a MAGA, you know, standing by George Santos, whatever the fuck his name is, just and Trump and just being an asshole. And now all of a sudden, I get that. But I just think it wasn't, it could have been written better. And I think it was about the hypocrisy on both sides. Although, as a Jew, I do appreciate the fact that people are coming out in denouncing anti-Semitism. And unfortunately, that doesn't include a lot of people on the left. Very, very, very left. And that's upsetting because you're progressive to a point. And it doesn't depend on the context. We've been here before. We've been here many times before. There's not even the number of Jews that were in the world before the Holocaust. I know I've said this a million times. Cut the shit. We are 0.2% of the population. 0.2%. There's not a lot of us. But boy, do we contribute a lot to the world. Leave us the fuck alone. Let us defend ourselves. And stop telling us how we are supposed to do that. And yes, the U.S. is funding Israel. It's the only democracy in the region. You want them to take over? You want Hamas to take over? You want Russia and Iran to take over the world? Have fun. Enjoy. Hey, everyone. I have a new sponsor, and I love them. They're called OneSkin. OneSkin. And what is OneSkin? It is skincare. Skincare that is simple. I guess that's the perfect word. It's simple. It you don't have to put on 18,000 products while you're like dying to get in bed. OneSkin was founded by four PhDs dedicated to skin longevity. And this stuff proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their supplements, they're topical, and they make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without putting all that other shit, I said shit, on your face. And the secret of OneSkin is their OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent
Did you like that? Senescent cells, those little cells that contribute to skin aging. And the fewer amount of cells that they're called zombie cells, that means healthier, younger looking skin, fewer wrinkles, fewer lines, reduced age spots, natural barrier. And that is very important, especially now it's spring and summer and you're going to be out in the sun. So, you know, you love your skin, so do something for it. Return it the favor of having skin and treat it nicely. Does that make sense? Well, so I'm very excited about OneSkin. And I haven't gotten my product yet, but I am really, really, really looking forward. So I'm going to be giving you an update on my skin, but you should do it with me. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off their first OneSkin purchase using the code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, when you check out at oneskin.co. That's oneskin.co. And it's oneskin.co. You really, really need to invest in your skin. It's very important. So OneSkin, you're going to do this today. You're going to go to oneskin.co. It is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code JUDYGOLD at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code JUDYGOLD. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. You're welcome.
So that's how I feel about the SNL thing. You know, I don't think SNL needs to speak about, you know, and fuck Susan Sarandon. I can't with her. Modi and I are going to talk about that on next week's podcast. All these people who are like, and it's like, oh, really? Where'd you get that information from? Because a lot of the stuff on the internet is all bullshit. I just want to say, like I mentioned in the beginning, a lot of Hamas fighters are what's the word I'm looking for? I know you're saying it into the whatever you're listening to this on, but they're surrendering. Oh God. And a lot of people, some people are really speaking up in Gaza, some Palestinians saying, you think we're getting the humanitarian aid? Hamas is taking it and they're bringing it to their homes. The leaders aren't even there. They're in Qatar or whatever it is and sitting there in their big fucking mansions, okay? So I came across this guy on Insta. I just want to play something for you, okay? So the first part is, and this is Matan Perez, MatanPeretz, Peretz. Follow him on Instagram. He's an IDF soldier. He's very smart. Okay. Just want to play a little bit of this for you. Okay.
Went to a refugee camp in the Gaza Strip.
This is
rounded up hundreds of Palestinian civilians, made them strip in the street in front of their houses.
Hello, privileged little white boy.
Yep.
Talking about these guys? Those Hamas terrorists that broke into Israel on October 7th. Kidnapped, raped, and killed innocent civilians, some of them much younger than you. They are literally holding their guns above their heads and surrendering. If you know anything about war, you know that's how you do it. So why are they naked, you ask? Because every single one of them is a potential suicide bomber. Here's an insane idea. How about you shut the fuck up about you know nothing about and let us do our job? For all you clowns donating humanitarian aid to the people in Gaza, you want to know where that really goes to?
There is a video now.
You can clearly see Hamas terrorists beating up Palestinians and taking their humanitarian aid. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to what the Palestinian people has to say.
This woman is saying, a lot of aid is coming. It is being distributed. That's what the guy says, the interviewer. And she says, no, they're taking it.
Preferably with a baby.
You send us humanitarian aid, but I swear to God, that we get nothing. Only if we chase after them and beg.
In Gaza, you should protest against Hamas, but you don't care about them. And may this photo be a reminder that if you fuck around with Jewish people, you're going to find out. Happy Hanukkah, guys. I'm Israel Chai. Peace.
Okay.
Israeli occupation forces.
Here's the guy again.
A refugee camp in the Gaza Strip rounded up hundreds of Palestinian civilians, made them strip in the street in front of their houses.
Hello.
Okay. So there we go. These guys are getting, these young kids are getting on. They took them out of their houses. They made them strip. They made them strip because they have weapons. They can't surrender. If a guy comes up all, you know, with layers of clothing on, says, I want to surrender, and then blows himself up in front of all the IDF soldiers, everyone's dead, you fucking idiot. They surrendered. Okay? And they have to show that they're not carrying a weapon. Like, shut up. There's a lot of people being interviewed in Gaza who are saying, we're not getting the humanitarian aid. Okay, so you keep saying, oh, Israel's responsible for this and not giving them this and not giving them that. They've been giving them stuff. Other countries are giving them stuff. And they take it. The Hamas terrorists take it for themselves. So do your due diligence and stop posting fucking bullshit that you believe it's a propaganda war. It's a propaganda war. There's not a lot of us. Most of the Jews are on the ground fighting. And yet you believe their shit and you don't believe that women were raped and babies were beheaded and people were burned beyond recognition. And there's still 139 hostages being held under, like, seriously. We have your values. Anyway, sorry, I had to go off on that. It's just getting really, really frustrating, especially when I see friends of mine posting shit that is obvious bullshit. And the numbers of dead coming out, God bless, I don't want Palestinian babies. No one wants them dead, or children, or women, or anyone. They don't want them dead. We don't want them dead. We want to eradicate Hamas and save this land for us so we have some fucking place to go. Anyway, the point is, going back, it's so hard to try to explain this shit to people who are like, no, ceasefire. Do you know how many Germans died, innocent Germans died? And it's horrible, but it's a part of the war. It's part of what happens. It's terrible. But when the Jews do it, and when they try to defend themselves, fuck them. I'm sick of it. Anyway, that's that. I just, I did have one other thing to say, but it has really flown out of my head as I went off on this, you know, these young kids and the way he speaks, these men were taken out of their homes and they were strapped and blah, 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 blah. Really? These people were fucking sleeping and raped while their baby was put in an oven. Are you fucking kidding me? And you don't even know why. Okay. So, yeah, so that's that. I'm really calm now. Breathe in and out and in and out and in and out. Okay, so I just want to let you know that this Saturday, on the 16th, I am at the South Orange Performing Arts Center with my friend Liz Glazer and John Fish. It's going to be a Jewy show, and there's very few tickets left. So that is this Saturday in South Orange, New Jersey. So get your tickets for that. Okay? I love you. Also, on Christmas Day, Judy Gold has a show at Stand Up New York. Liz Glazer will also be on that show, among other Jewish comedians. Christmas Day, I think it doors open at 6 or 6:30. It's around 6 or 7. I have to look it up, and I haven't done that. So I'm just letting you know that if you are hating your family, you're bored, you're fat, you think you're not fat, like you're fat from your, because you can't say fat, but you know what I mean, you're stuffed, come see the show. It's going to be really fun. It's always fun. I don't know what else to say. I just thank you so much for listening. And I'm so sorry that I have to continually talk about this, but there's no way I can't stop. There's no change without discourse. No change without discourse. And if you want to buy a very nice gift for a member of your family, my book, yes, I can say that, When They Comfort the Comedians Are All in Trouble, is an excellent, that was my phone. It's Mary Tyler Moore theme, and that was Elisa. Is an excellent gift for anyone who loves comedy. Anyway, that's it for me. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week. Modi, live. We're doing it live. Actually, tonight. It's tonight, and it's live. And I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to the end. You're the best. You're the best. I love you. Happy Hanukkah. And as we always say, so long, ga 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 ga.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.